This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, June 30. Last Rites. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Dana, 20, from Wisconsin, ended up on Chicago's South Side after she stopped taking her prescribed medications. She began self-medicating with street drugs and eventually found shelter with us for a while. Tragically, Dana died alone in an abandoned building from a fentanyl overdose. Each year, we hold a service for people who couldn't have a proper funeral or were unclaimed at death. Members approach the microphone, sharing memories of God's goodness in the lives of the departed. I'm reminded of a Jason Isbell lyric. Hardly even know my name anymore. When no one calls it out, it kind of vanishes away. So, we say the names of these people, remembering we are saved by God's grace and joined together by God's Spirit. After the names are spoken, we are reminded from Scripture that nothing in this world, neither death, nor life, nor anything else, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Near the front, Taisha cradles her son Hakim, while Layla and Brooklyn sit beside her. Brooklyn's eyes widen as I proclaim, "For you, Dana, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he died. For you, he conquered death. Dana, child of God, you are part of God's family. For you, dear reader, Jesus Christ came into the world, died, and conquered death. You are part of God's family." Pray with me. Lord, thank you for making us part of your family, adopted in love forever in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.